I want to encourage you through miraculous stories. We are breaking ground in your life into the miraculous power of God, and we are trusting Him to show Himself strong, and He is faithful in your life. And so I've experienced it many times, and one of the keys that I've learned is that we sometimes have to walk by faith through a hard time, and there's a reward waiting on the other side. In 2 Corinthians 5 verse 7, it says, "For we walk by faith, not by sight. I once sowed a land of rye on my farm." In Afrikaans, we call it korog. And I sowed lucerne seed with that rye. And as I sowed that, I was full of hope and so excited. And I was farming with sheep at that time. And that was a harvest that I was going to make for feed for my sheep. And I was, you know, in expectation for this to provide feed for the rest of the season. And so it just didn't rain. I mean, the crop withered away after a while, and I got discouraged, and it was not very high. And this rye should be very high when you harvest it. And at a stage, I just thought like, man, this is not even worth harvesting anymore. And it became like October, November, it was harvest time. And it was not, almost not even worth putting the harvester into that field. In my heart, I felt discouraged, but I also had my hope in Jesus. I knew He would make another way, and I kept my hopes alive. And I remember one day in November, thinking about this field, and I met one of my uncles there next to the field, and he actually said to me, "You know, there's a lot of rain coming." And I was like, "Okay, what's that going to help now? It's too late, you know." And he said to me, "You know, you might still harvest lucerne." And I thought about that. That thought never crossed my mind, but lo and behold, 2 weeks later, it rained a lot. And that lucerne plant that I almost forgot about started growing. And it later grew so high that it grew past the rye. And eventually I had this whole field that I couldn't harvest, but I could make bales out of it. And so I made like more than 2,000 bales on that field. And it was beautiful green lucerne bales with this rye seed in between. It was actually such wonderful food. And if I harvested that rye in the beginning, it would have been like less than half what I eventually harvested through the lucerne. I could even bless my dad on his farm with a whole lot of bales, and I sent it to his malt farm. And so I had more than enough, not just enough for myself, but also enough to bless and to give. And so I want to encourage you, even if it sometimes looks to you like it's too late and you want to give up and there's no hope for a situation, God can still do the miraculous. He can come through in a miraculous way and bring his supernatural will to pass in that situation. So don't lose hope. Don't be discouraged. It might just be that the Holy Spirit is going to rain on that situation, and He will if you keep your hopes up and keep on believing, and He might bring a wonderful harvest, a double harvest into your life. Always remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved of God.